It's Child Protection Week on OFM, the sound of your life. And I'm really excited to ask Carla De Beer from the Digital Law Company to join me. Carla, welcome to OFM.
Hi, thank you. It's so nice to be here.
What a difficult topic we are unpacking this week, but it's so important. What should parents know when it comes to cyberbullying, and how can they educate themselves?
It's such a wide topic, and it's such a difficult topic to discuss in a few minutes, because I mean, I can talk for at least 3 to 4 hours about these things. But I would say, when it comes to your child that's in your house, I would first look out for the signs. Look out for mood swings. If your child was a happy child and now all of a sudden your child has these anger issues, look out for that, because that might be signs of bullying. And your kid acting strange, acting weird, doing things in a certain way. Not even just cyberbullying, but normal bullying at school. Wearing long trousers, you know, wearing long shirts when it's hot outside, when it's summer. So read up on Google about it. Read about the signs. Look at sleep patterns. Look at your child's mark at school. Those are all signs that indicate cyberbullying, or that maybe it is not cyberbullying, but something is wrong. So go Google it. Be aware. Look at the signs. Talk to other parents. Talk to the teachers. And I think the most important thing is to have an open relationship with your child. We have a rule at the Digital Law Company that we tell our parents when we do talks, is that you, the golden rule, it is called. And that is like when you mess up on social media, online, you know, rather come and tell me what you did. Don't try and fix it yourself, because you're going to get yourself in a worse position than you were before. So come and tell me and nothing will happen to you, because at the end of the day, your reputation is what matters, and that's the one thing that's going to carry you forward in life. Unfortunately, our reputations are the one thing that precedes you. So it's very important to keep the reputation intact, and at a young age, start working on those digital CVs and, you know, all those types of things, so that one day when you are the CEO of a big company, 30 years from now, there's not an image resurfacing of you and your company closes and you will be jobless for the rest of your life, if you get what I'm saying. I know it's a mouthful, but it's so important.
So, Carla, what happens if your child has now sent naked pics of themselves to someone they thought was in their class or in their school, and now they're being blackmailed? Do you pay the money?
No. So the first rule always is you don't pay the money. We call it sextortion. And if it's happening to somebody out there that's listening to this right now, if you go onto our website, the Digital Law Company, there's a blog about this that you can read upon, and it's like a whole set of steps that you can follow. So the first thing is you don't pay the money. And the funny thing about this whole sextortion is that it happened with older men. It started on Facebook with older men. And now we're seeing it younger and younger and younger. We get kids that email us that are 14, 15 years old that send these naked pictures. And remember, once you've sent it out, it's out there. It's like a tattoo. It's permanent. It's not coming off anytime soon. So please, please, please be careful. And in the first place, if you won't put it on the billboard for everybody to see on a very busy highway, then I suggest you don't put it on social media, and you don't let that content exist in the first place.
Carla De Beer is from the Digital Law Company joining us this Child Protection Week on OFM. Cyberbullying is unfortunately something that's really real, and children commit suicide because of things that have happened to them online. How does the law help protect our families and children?
We've always had the Harassment Act, which we stepped in, but now, from the 1st of December last year, 2021, the Cyber Crimes Act got signed into law by our president, and we are very happy about this act. The Cyber Crimes Act says that should you send a message to somebody that you are threatening them, that you're going to hurt them, that you are inciting violence, or that you are inciting or threatening to damage their property, any type of electronic message, then you are liable to a fine or 6 months imprisonment. So this is great news, and that we are starting to see people using this act, and it's working. So please be aware of it, because any type of bullying message being sent out as from the 1st of December will now fall under this act.
So this is now when it comes to cyberbullying, but when it comes to pornography, how do we ensure that our children understand the consequences of their actions? They just send the picture into the world. Shame, I am now the victim.
The first thing that we need to remember is, if you go look at the definition of child pornography in South Africa, it says any image, however depicted, real or simulated. As soon as that image simulates erotic feelings with the receiver of the image, it is seen as child pornography in the eyes of South African law. Which means if you take a picture with your friends in a bikini on the beach, that could be perfectly fine. We always say this to the girls in our talks. But there's a big difference between you taking a picture on the beach with your friends in your bikinis and you lying on the bed with your bikini with your finger in your your mouth, and, you know, taking a come hither photo and posting it or sending it to somebody. The second one would be seen as child pornography. So as soon as it stimulates erotic feelings with the receiver, and now we must remember that if you go look at the Child Justice Act, you have full criminal capacity from the age of 14. And please remember that the decriminalization of the victim of child pornography is not yet in South Africa. We're trying very hard to decriminalize it. But if you send a photo and you're being blackmailed to send that photo by a sextortionist or whatever, then remember that you are still the creator of child pornography. You are still the distributor of child pornography in that sense.